It's time for a quick sports update. Thanks to Kennards Hire. They make your job easy. Call your local branch today. Well, as everyone knows who's been listening since the top of the show, I've got matchsticks in my eyes this morning because I was at the Illawarra Hawks v Sydney Kings game late last night. And so just wanted to discuss that a little bit because for Sydney fans out there, it was so exciting. They're two star imports, Jalen Adams and RJ Hunter, returning from injury. These guys have been out for quite a number of weeks now, and they really needed that spark, especially at the offensive end. RJ comes into the game off the bench and lasts 59 seconds.
What happened?
It just went down on his knee. It was one of those snipers too, that really innocuous, you know, put your foot down, no one else is involved, no contact. Was lying on the ground in agony, your heart just breaking watching it.
Sounds like ACL. Any word?
Not officially. Right. No, they're talking some kind of tendon issue. So, yeah, you'd expect so. Didn't come out to the bench for the rest of the game. Stayed in the rooms.
Right.
So, yeah, really not good there. Sydney Kings going down by 8 points in the end as well. Sam Froehling for the Hawks had an absolute amazing game. 27 points, nine
game
rebounds.
High, right?
Yeah, was really, really impressive.
He's a twin, isn't he? Is he a twin or his brother? Is it a twin or his brother?
I think they're brothers.
They're brothers.
Harry plays for the Hawks too. Yeah. His numbers on the stat sheet don't look as good, but he came off the bench and he changed the game for them
and
in the first quarter.
Their sister also plays?
The two sisters are
the
twins.
The two sisters?
Yeah, so they play for Canberra and the Sydney Uni Flames, who they played against each other in that, is that right? I think that's right.
Okay, we'll go with it.
We'll go with it.
Hey, I challenge anyone to pull us up on it, but anyway.
What else am I talking about this morning? Oh, tennis result, Thanasi Kokkinakis, another great win for him. So full steam ahead to the Australian Open. Looking forward to that. Andy Murray, go on. What are you going to say?
Oh, I'm just like this.
Oh, yeah, no,
My fingers are crossed for Thanasi Kokkinakis. Just stay healthy. I don't care if you lose. He won't lose not trying.
No.
That bloke. Willie. And it's a little bit like the Pat Cummins stuff. He's only 25 years of age, but he's just basically had his career blown out by injury.
Yeah. No, he's made that comeback quite a few times now, but hopefully this is the one. You weren't here yesterday, but we were talking about Andy Murray, and there were a few Scots in the crowd. And Judy, Andy's mum, posted a photo on Twitter and said, "Does anyone know who these four people are?
Right.
I want to get them tickets to the quarterfinal."
Oh, are you serious?
She found them.
Nice.
She found them. She said, "Hello." She's just posted, "Hello there, you two. Glad you made it." They're holding up the Scottish flag, and one of them's got this piece of paper that says, "Hi, Judy. It's us legends. Does Andy need a PA?" It's me. So that's really cool too. And then another one.
Was he tweeting about any political issue going on around the globe during his downtime?
Andy,
that's sort of what he does now.
Yeah, true, probably. I would love to get his thoughts on a Serbian tennis player that most of us are sick of talking about.
Oh, well, I was reading about, I didn't know about it, Roger Federer and Novak's dad have a history.
Yes.
Did you see that? Yeah. Basically, and Novak, in one game, basically Novak's dad came out and sledged when he was, this is 15 years ago. It's like, sorry, who? Sorry. Anyway, later became to win 20 Grand Slam major tournaments.
Mum and I had a big discussion about that the other day. I was like, don't people call it the first Grand Slam of the year,
yes,
for example?
Yes.
And she wrote back, she said, "Yes, it's confusing, but they wrongly do that." It is a major.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was put in my place.
We got picked up on that. Good to hear that you and Will Healy are speaking again.
Yes, she kept me company in the car on the way home from Wollongong last night.
Oh, you're kidding. So she's up late in South Australia? It's only half an hour behind.
Yeah, she has to watch me at work.
Oh, she's busy, isn't she? Is she up this morning as well?
Probably.
Get her on the podcast, Will. Seriously. Get her on the podcast.
One more from a tennis point of view. Bernie Tomic. It has been confirmed that he does, in fact, have COVID. So he's tested positive.
Sorry, Dr. Bernard Tomic.
Dr. Bernard Tomic, yes. he obviously chucked his toys out the pram the other day, had the exchange with the chair umpire saying, yes. Mate, I've got COVID, I'm struggling over here.
Does that mean the chair umpire takes Bernard out for dinner? Did they actually agree on that? And if you go, let's shake on it, we're like, hang on.
I know.
If you think you've got COVID, I'm not shaking hands with you.
So maybe not. Maybe he gets out of it on a technicality.
Does the elbow count? Or like pinky or whatever?
One of the headlines I read this morning, though, was that it says, we owe Bernie an apology or something. I'm nice sorry. One. Like, no one wants to wish COVID upon anyone.
No.
For sure. But also, don't chuck a hissy fit midway through a game and play up and be a sore loser. If you're out there, play the bloody game.
If you're up 6-1, you've won the first set 6-1, and you're up 3-love in the second, and then you say, geez, I'm not feeling well. Mm. Umpy, I'm not feeling well. I think I might have COVID. Then you go, oh, okay, that's not so good. But no. Not when you're getting flogged the first set and down in the second. That's not when you pull it out. Hey, just before we go to a break, and by the way, Thanasi Kokkinakis to play Rafael Nadal in the second round if they both get there. So that's a big one. I'm thinking about the sellouts. You know, it's a nice way of saying people endorsing products, sports people. Remember Dean Utoff? Remember big Dean? OneTel. Remember Dean Utoff used to do the OneTel. OneTel was the failed telco.
Googling.
Yeah, failed telco. James Packer and Lachlan Murdoch were involved in it and it just collapsed. But before that, the Sydney Kings big man, Dean Utoff, used to be talking up OneTel on your TV screen. So, which was an interesting choice. Interesting choice.
There you go.
1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line 0457 736 736. Great update, Joe. I think the coffee's kicked in. So this is good. Out with the matchsticks. In with a coffee too. Get us on that open line. If you want to be a part of the program, do it now because otherwise we're very busy coming up over the course of the next 2 hours. Call now 1300 01 1170.